Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday evening to all you folks. Adam McDonald on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Better late than never. We are ready for first pitch here on a hot and sunny night in Tampa, Florida. Mets, Tarpons, Alex Ramirez at the plate. Tyrone Yuli on the mound. First pitch has been thrown by Yuli a second ago. It was swung through and missed, and we are underway. Glad to have the technical difficulties aside. Let's play baseball as Ramirez swings and misses at the second pitch and drops his bat. Mets, Tarpons coming off a Tuesday or a Monday off day, starting a six-game series tonight, all here in Tampa, Florida at Steinbrenner Field. As Ramirez takes a fastball inside, Tyrone Yuli, 2018 non-drafted free agent signed by the New York Yankees, pitching in his second season in Tampa. Fireballer, can hit 100 miles an hour. Throws a breaking ball, a slider that's popped up right side and will be caught by the second baseman Santos. And this retires Alex Mears to open the game. And now Khalil Lee will bat. Mets enter today's game with the Florida State League best 23-10 record. Tampa has lost two in a row. The Tarpons are 14-18. Mets in first place in the East by four games over Jupiter. Tampa fourth in the West, seven behind Fort Myers. Technically 6.5, as Fort Myers has already lost today. Here's a pitch up and in to Khalil Lee. Game one of six for these two teams in this series. Game one of 12 for the Mets on this 13-day road trip. The pitch is inside. Last time we talked, the Mets won their fifth straight game on Sunday afternoon. Electric victory. Comeback at Clover Park against the Lakeland Flying Tigers in extra innings. As this pitch goes low to Lee. Mets, with that win on Sunday, improved to 15-3 at home this season. But again, this is tied for the longest stretch of road games the Mets will have all season. Mets 8-7 on the road. Lee takes this pitch high for ball four and a rare walk for the St. Lucie Mets. And Lee actually has the last two walks. He had the only one for St. Lucie on Sunday. The 5-4 extra inning wins over Lakeland. Mets second fewest walks in the minor leagues. Only the Beloit Skycarp walk fewer times than the Mets. So one on, one out. No score in the top of the first. William Lugo is at the plate. Mets third baseman and the hero of Sunday afternoon's win, the walk-off hit on a curveball to lead off the bottom of the 10th. Let's see what he has for an encore. He swings and misses at a pitch up. It's 0-1. Light crowd here in Tampa. It's a big ballpark. It sits over 10,000. Spring training home to the New York Yankees as Lugo swings and misses at a slider. Spring home for the Yankees, the summer home, their single A affiliate, the Tampa Tarpons, who for a long time were the Tampa Yankees, underwent a name change at the start of the 2018 season. A throwback to what they used to be called, the Tarpon Fish. Lugo swings and misses and strikes out. Yuli. It's the second out of the top of the first, and Lee stayed put on first. And Stanley Consuegra will bat. Consuegra off on Sunday, so hopefully well rested. Breaking ball popped up, and that one's heading back into the seats. Foul strike one. Very hot day here in Tampa, but now that the shadows are covering most of the infields and the dugouts, it's quite a pleasant night for baseball. Partly cloudy, wind blowing out to center. Lee is going to run. The pitch is low. Throw to second base is in time from the catcher Siegler to Santos. And it looked like it was tailing away from Santos. He got the glove on it and brought the tag down on the back of Lee. A caught stealing, and that will end the top of the first. No runs, no hits, one walk, no errors, nobody left on base. When we come back, Mike Vassell will start his night on the mound for the Mets.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and
hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you on a hot night in Tampa. Mike Vassell on the mound for the Mets facing Alexander Vargas. First pitch, ground ball out to Wold at first. Vassell will cover the base, just get there with the tippy toe ahead of the leadoff hitter Vargas. One pitch, one out for Mike Vassell. Vassell getting the ball on an opener of a series for the first time this season. This is his seventh start with St. Lucie. 2-1 record, a 2.33 ERA and dropping. He's allowed one earned run in his last three starts, spanning 18 innings. Eighth-round pick from Virginia. Is on a roll, and he throws a strike to Jason Dominguez, the number three New York Yankees prospect. Dominguez bloops one out the short. Kevin Villavicencio makes the catch. Two up, two down on three pitches. Marcos Cabrera next. Mets defense, Lugo at third. Villavicencio, you heard him at short. Cabrera at second. Jack Thomas Wold at first. In the outfield, Sanley Consuegra in left. Alex Ramirez in center. Khalil Lee in right. Drake Osborne doing the catching for Vassell. Now Cabrera takes this fastball low. No score, nobody on base, two outs, swing and a miss, it's 1-1. We are radio only for this road trip. No MILB TV, sad to say. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball for a strike, it's 1-2. Vassell into the wind, fastball, a little low. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Pitch is fouled back to the stands. Cabrera, a 224 hitter in 26 games. Let's have five home runs, 11 driven in. He swings and misses at the slider in the dirt, tagged by Osborne to complete the strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 start for Mike Vassell. Here we go to the second. No score between the Mets and the Tarpons in the series opener in Tampa, Florida.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Stanley Consuegra back to the plate after being left at the dish when Khalil Lee was caught stealing. Justin Guerrero and then Omar De Los Santos. Jack Thomas Wold, Drake Osborne, and Kevin Villavicencio will hit next. Oh, I forgot to do something in the midst of all the technical problems in the broadcast booth. I forgot to stop by the PA room as this ball is shot to deep right field, and that's going to be tucked into the corner for a base hit. Consuegra's got to go fast. Here comes the throw to second, and it's not going to be in time from Richardson. Although it was close, Consuegra had to speed up to get his leadoff double. I was going to say, I forgot in the chaos of the technical problems to stop by the PA booth and go for pronunciation, so poor Stanley Consuegra is not going to have his name pronounced correctly tonight. We'll work on that for tomorrow. Although if they keep calling him Consuegra and he doubles every time, I'm sure he'll be just fine. Here's Guerrero. I talked to Justin before the game, and I could not recall, but he was not with us when we were in Tampa last year. He joined us the very next series back at home. Mets had a late 2021 visit here to Steinbrenner Field in August, part of a two-week road trip against Dunedin and the Tarpons. Now it's essentially the same road trip, but teams reversed. That's Tampa facing the Tarpons first, then Dunedin next. So Justin did not get to enjoy Steinbrenner Field, which can be a hitter-friendly ballpark, as Guerrero steps out of the box momentarily, now back in. Lee's pitch is swung on and missed. It's much like Yankee Stadium. It's a short porch to right field. It's only 314 to right. And when you hit a ball like Consuegra did down there, I mean, you got to really book it to second base or else the ricochet to the right fielder will give the defense a shot to make the out at second. Guerrero takes this ball in the dirt. It's 408 to dead center. And it's 318 down the left field line. The wind is blowing out tonight. This is quite a change from the early part of last week's series at Clover Park against Lakeland when the wind was ferociously blowing in and no ball could get out of the ballpark. You could see a few fly out of here today. There's a high fastball, and it's 3-1 on Guerrero. No score, nobody out. Mets have a runner at second base, and Consuegra is dancing around off second. This pitch is swung on and missed by Guerrero, the high fastball, and it's 3-2. Don't see a working radar gun video board. Video board here is massive, by the way, out beyond left field. Guess they can't fit in a mile per hour in there. 3-2 pitch, and Guerrero will fight it off foul. Do know last year when the Mets faced Tyrone Uhle here, he was throwing fastballs as high as 100. Also with the slider and a changeup. Today, fastball velocity at around 94. Slider outside, ball four. Uhle wanted that call. Instead, it's a walk to set up the Mets at first and second. Our home plate umpire tonight is Matt Watkowski. And he is calling his own balls and strikes with no challenge system. Remember last week we had the challenge system for 5 days to end the series? Kind of got used to that. Wish we could do it all the time. Maybe for Guerrero. Happy that he didn't have one there. I'm sure Yuli would have challenged that. Next up, Omar De Los Santos, the DH. He takes the ball high. De Los Santos and creeping that batting average up towards the 300 mark. He's at 294. Another good day Sunday with two hits in his final two at-bats. Swings through this fastball. It's one and one. Yuli looks back at Consuegra, throws home. Here's a nubber down the first base side. That will turn foul. It just went foul. Picked up by Garcia. Would have been an out. It would have advanced both runners. De Los Santos made it all the way down to first base. Take his time coming back. Consuegra started this inning with the double. Guerrero walked. Three of the first five batters have made it on base. Remarkably, two walks already. Mets had games last week against Lakeland. They have no walks. There's a pitch for a called third strike on the inside corner. Too close to take. De Los Santos looks at that spot and jumps out of the box and heads back to the bench. So Wold will come up. Almost full circle for Wold. You know, his first appearance as a St. Lucie Met came on the Dunedin-Tampa road trip in 2021. So some familiarity with this park. Lefty hitter. If he can pull one down the line, he's got a chance to get it out. He had a few out today in batting practice. There's a pitch outside for ball one. Wold starting to become more of an everyday, I won't say everyday yet, but more of a lineup presence. He missed 2 weeks. The hamstring. Last week eased back in. Got some play at first base and DH. Takes this pitch low, good eye. So already, the Mets showing more patience today than maybe at any point last week. Yuli does have a lot of walks. 14 and 20 innings this year. Wold will fly one out of play to the left. And Yuli's numbers, despite the gas, not overly impressive. He's got a 7.97 ERA in five starts this year. 15 hits and 19 runs in 20 innings with the 14 walks and 19 strikeouts. There's a pitch that's hit into right center field. Sounded like the bat might have broke. It's caught by Richardson, the right fielder, for the second out. After the Mets got the first two on, next two make outs. And Drake Osborne will come up looking for a little two-out magic as the Mets try to cash in a good opportunity to start this inning. Swagrip takes the big lead off of second. Guerrero not being held on at first. Yuli looks back. First pitch, fastball tied Osborne up, and swinging strike one. Drake hitting 247, a couple of home runs, 14 driven in. This year, 301 on base percentage. Yuli's pitch fouled off, and it's nothing and two. No score, two outs, two on, top of the second inning. Mets on a five-game winning streak. Tampa's lost two in a row. Yuli set for the 0-2. Runner goes. Pitch is fouled back. Interesting that Consuegra taking off. Maybe thinking that Yuli would bounce a pitch in the dirt with the 0-2 count. Drake with the foul will send runners back. Here's some dogs barking down there. So we have Bark in the Park night here in Tampa. Hopefully they brought the water dishes. Runners go again. It's a called third strike on a slider. So the Mets miss out on a good chance. First two reach. Next three, two strikeouts and a fly out. The runners don't move. It's the middle of the second. No score at Steinmetz Field.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald back with you. Thanks for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. Team got over safe and sound. Thanks to bus driver Ed this afternoon. Left Clover Park around noon. Got to the ballpark just after 3. Took infield, did batting practice. Now we play. This pitch is a strike to Anthony Garcia from Mike Vassell. Vassell, just the 9-pitch first inning. A very late swing and a miss from Garcia. And it's nothing and two. Now Garcia's got some pop. 7 home runs, but he only has a .214 batting average. .421 on base. Must be walking a lot as this ball is fouled away. Yeah, 29 walks. He walks a lot. There's the pitch low. Well, the Tarpon strike out a ton. I know that. 399 strikeouts entering the day through 32 games. Marcos Cabrera striking out in the first became their 400th strikeout of the season. Most in minor league baseball. As this ball is grounded deep to second, Guerrero will field. 1 foot in the grass, 1 in the dirt, makes the play. Garcia is out. 4 up, 4 down for Vassell. Now the way the Tarpons have gone offensively with a lot of strikeouts. Team batting average .210, 9th in the league. They seem to be on a downward trend. Vassell appears to be on an upward trend. Coming into the game, I liked Mike's chances tonight. As this ball is a fly into left field on the run with a little leap is Consuegra. Good read as Anthony Siegler, first rounder in 2018, flies out to left. Yeah, new ballpark for most of these Mets, so going to take some getting used to. And the outfield not as cavernous as, say, Clover Park or Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Mets have played most of their road games this year. The ball outside to Grant Richardson. 2 down, nobody on, no score in the home second inning. Richardson swings and misses. Yet the Tarpons on Saturday night had that whopper of a strikeout game where they struck out 24 times in a 1-0 loss to Dunedin. And there's 27 outs in the game to get. And Blue Jays struck out the Tarpons 24 times, only five balls put in play, two base hits and three outs with the defense. 1-2 pitch, curveball, beautiful strike on the corner. Sit down, Grant Richardson, Vassell. The spinorama and a skip off the mound. He's feeling it. Two strikeouts through two perfect innings. And go to the third, scoreless.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
We get the feeling that if the Mets can scratch a few runs across tonight, they'll be in really good shape. Had a good chance last inning, first and second, no outs. Couldn't do anything. Let's see if second time through the lineup they can muster some offense against Tyrone Yuli, although first up, Villa Vicencio, the nine-hitter for the Mets, and Villa Vicencio was immediately hit with an automatic strike for not being ready with the pitch clock. So he will start in an 0-1 count. And Yuli's first actual pitch is a ball outside, and it's 1-1. And a pitch outside, sweeping slider, 2-0. Only had three clock violations last week against Lakeland. Three total between the two teams. Steve Asensio pops one into shallow right. Richardson in the sun, fights it, makes the catch. One away. First time through the lineup, Yuli did okay. He did walk two. When he did strike out three, one hit, it was a Consuegra double. And here's Alex Ramirez, who popped out to start the game. Well, Ramirez had a very difficult first five games against Lakeland last week, coming off of his Player of the Week honors. Ball is fouled off for strike one. But then he turned on the Jets on Sunday with the 4-for-5 game. It's his third four-hit game of the year. Not too shabby. Comes in hitting 359. Swings and misses here, and it's nothing and two. Yuli, big guy, list him at 6'4", only 180. He looks thicker than that. Throws one that's spoiled foul off to the right. Just 20 years old. He was a teenager in this league last year. 0-2 pitch, and this one's another fly in the area of Richardson, the right fielder. He's been busy. He makes the catch for out number two. That's his third putout of the game. We understand the Mets trying to go the opposite field, for right-handers at least, with the short porch. long flyouts to right, even just normal deep flyouts to right at Clover Park are gone here. Here's Khalil Lee, a lefty hitter. And a strike is delivered. Lee drew a walk first time up. Those wondering if Lee, after being demoted from Syracuse, would make the trip. Yep, as this ball is fouled away off to the right. Slider low, and it's 1-2. Good eye. This pitch low for ball two. Well, Lee hasn't done a whole lot with St. Lucie yet. The 2-for-4 game on Saturday with the triple and two runs. He did score the winning run on Sunday, and here he drives one straight away center field. Long run for Dominguez. It will be over his head, bouncing off the warning track and then off the wall. It's going to be a stand-up double for Khalil Lee. Thought that one might have bounced off the batter's eye for a ground rule double, but the umpires didn't call that. So Lee doubles with two outs. And he was hitting a lot of line drives in batting practice this afternoon, and that was a line or two in one of the deepest parts of the park. Just to the right of the batter's eye, one hopping off the warning track. Let's see if the Mets can pick Lee up and get him home. William Lugo struck out swinging in the first. Well, he drove home Lee last time Lee was on second base in an inning. It was the 10th on Sunday. A little more important then. First pitch of ball. And then a spin and look back to second as Lee appears to be active out there. Very late throw by Yuli. When he stepped off, might as well throw it. Step off number one. This pitch outside. Two and oh. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Two balls and a strike. Big swing from Lugo. One pitch inside corner. Lugo tried to sell it as a ball. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to the hole at third. Good stop by Cabrera. The throw is low and it's missed by the first baseman Garcia, which means Lee will come on in and score. It's 1-0 Mets. So Cabrera, the third baseman, did the hard part. He lunged to his left for that ball, gloved it cleanly. The throw was in the dirt, and Garcia could not scoop it. Deflects off his glove, trickles up the first base line. Lee running the whole way, scores with ease. It's 1-0 Mets. We can only presume is an error. So Consuegra comes back up. I tease. It's Consuegra. Confirmed error. Mets will take it, and Consuegra swings and misses. Well, that brings us to another part about this Tarpons team. They make a ton of errors. They have a .958 fielding percentage, which is last by a wide margin in the FSL, and they have committed 47 errors so far this season in 32 games. They have 1 7-error game mixed in there. So that's something that the Mets can possibly exploit. Put the ball in play. Make it a tough play. And maybe get a throwaway. 0-2 on Consuegra. Doubled last time. Takes this pitch in the dirt. Lugo a decent-sized lead. I don't know if he's going anywhere. As Consuegra chases the high fastball and strikes out. But the Mets do create some offense with two outs and the bases empty. Get a lead double. Bring him in on the throwing error by Cabrera at the hot corner. And it's 1-0 Mets in the middle of the third. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Six up, six down for Mike Vassell. Ben Cowles leads off, shortstop. 10th round pick from Maryland last year. The former Terrapin swings and misses at the first pitch. Mets face Cowles last year. You know what was fun about last year is when the Mets and Tarpons played, it had been about a week or two since the drafted guys had been inoculated into each respective farm system. So it felt like almost like a college game in a way. All the new draft picks playing. Cal is one of them. There's a pitch up and in. 2-1. Well, I wonder if Vassell and Cowles matched up in college. This ball is foul tipped, and that one caught a piece of Osborne. Maryland, Virginia, there's an ACC matchup for you. Well, Osborne getting dinged. The Mets catchers have had a rough go of it. Mets made a roster move today, too, relating to the catchers. Unfortunately, Jose Rivera placed on the 7-day injured list, retroactive to Sunday. Hopefully it's not a long-term thing. Jose's with us on the trip. Very valuable number two catcher behind Osborne. As this curveball's in there for a called third strike. Sit down Ben Cowles. Back-to-back strikeouts for Vassell. Dating back to the second inning. One away here in the third. Fernando Villalobos added from the complex team as a catcher. Villalobos made the trip. In uniform wearing number 46 on the lineup card and on the bench tonight. As there's a swing and a miss from Raimfer Salinas. Of course, Raul Berciarte got dinged on the mask on Saturday. He had to exit the game while catching, and Osborne had to take his place. There's a pitch for a strike. Well, that was on Sunday, rather. The ding of Berciarte. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike three, sit down. Raimfer Salinas. three consecutive strikeouts, fourth of the first eight batters for Vassell. So not quite the pace of 24 that Dunedin had on Saturday, but 4-8, not too shabby. There's Luis Santos, the nine-hitter, and he takes a strike. Vassell really attacking these hitters, attacking the strike zone, pitching with the 1-0 lead. I mean, 23 of his pitches and 23 of his 29 pitches for strikes. Make it 24 out of 30 as Santos lines out to Lee in right field. First time through the order, nobody made it on for the Tarpons. Vassell struck out four hitters. We'll go to the fourth. Vassell cruising, 1-0 Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the fourth inning at, I think, 42 minutes. That'll do. Here's Justin Guerrero. Although, you know, I wouldn't mind a long game. What else is there to do? It's not like we're in a major United States city with a lot of nightlife teasing. There's a high slider for Guerrero, who drew a walk from Yuli the first time around. And we'll be on the road for a while. Nothing to do but play baseball and hang out. As this pitch is swung on and missed, it's 1-1. Really the first true road trip of the year. As this backdoor slider gets in for a strike. I mean, the first three games of the season were at Daytona. I mean, that all happened so fast. On a Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday evening. As this pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and we have a very pitcher-friendly strike zone from Matt Wachowski, who sources tell me had an interesting series last week between Daytona and Clearwater. Some ejections for the Tortugas mixed in there. De Los Santos grounds one straight to the shortstop Cowles. Low throw, but good enough as Garcia ranges to his right to make the catch at first. Two up, two down. Mets lead this game 1-0. A two-out lead double and error. That said, first and second, no outs, and the second couldn't score. The way this is unfolding, it looks like it could be nip and tuck. Here's Wold. He fouls one back off the screen. Pitches outside, 1-1. Wold takes the slider a little low. 2-1. Wold flew out to right field in the second. pitch is outside, 3-1. Smattering of applause for Wold taking that pitch, apparently. Yuli will take a step off the mound. Now right back on. Doesn't have a lot of time to gather. The clock running. Wold flies one deep left field. This will chase Salinas. He turns around, makes the catch. When Salinas put his head down, ran as hard as he could. Looked like he was going to the wall. Slammed on the brakes, stopped, turned around, made the catch. And sold us all on a ball that was going to be longer than it was. First 1-2-3 inning for Tyrone Yuli. He's been pretty good. Four innings, no earned runs. Vassell trying to make it 10 in a row. Retired when we come back for the home fourth. 1-0 Mets.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Alexander Vargas to lead off the home fourth. He takes a ball low. So nine batters, nine outs for Vassell on 29 pitches through three innings. I think I said 30. That pitch low was 30. And here's a fly into right, and that's going to get down for a hit. Lee quickly backhands it, and will hold Vargas to a long single. Good throw by Lee back to second. No hope for an extra base hit there, and so ends any hope of a no-hitter, perfect game in the bat ilk. Leadoff man on as Jason Dominguez comes up. Well, Dominguez, at one point one of the top prospects in all of baseball, I think just on talent alone and not really on results. Then surpassed by Anthony Volpe and Oswald Peraza in the Yankee system. Still just 19, switch hitter. He swings and misses here. MLB Pipeline calls him one of the most hyped international prospects ever. Signed by the Yankees for $5.1 million out of the Dominican back in July of 2019. They started comparing him to Bo Jackson, Mickey Mantle, and Mike Trout. Okay. There's a strike. The throw to second base is not going to be in time to get Vargas, who steals second standing up. Well, the throw was close enough that he should have slid and to hang on the bag for Vicencio almost pushed him off. So it was stolen base, but Dominguez strikes out. So tying run in scoring position, Marcos Cabrera up. He struck out swinging last time. He cannot check his swing on a dirt ball. Strike one. Vassell's pitch comes in high and tight. Guerrero, the Mets second baseman, leaning close to that second base bag, trying to keep Vargas honest. This pitch below the knees. Fastball. Two balls and a strike. The rare times that Vassell has fallen behind a hitter. Runner trying to steal third, pitches out, throw down to third base. Missed by Lugo into left field. And Vargas will come on in and score. Just a whiff by William Lugo at third base on a good throw by Osborne. I think Lugo took his eye off the ball, trying to see where he was going to put the tag down. Well, they had Vargas dead to rights at third base, and Lugo just completely missed the catch. It's 1-1. Well, a stolen base and an E5, at least that's the way it should be. There's a swing and a miss by Cabrera, and it's a full count. Well, Lugo pretty sure-handed wherever he plays defensively. That's surprising. Curveball for a called third strike. Sit down, Marcos Cabrera. Two down. See, this is where I wish we had MILB TV. See a replay. Play at third base. Well, Anthony Garcia will hit with the bases empty. Well, I don't think the official score saw it my way, because Drake Osborne has been hit with a throwing error. Well, maybe he's got a better angle. I thought it was a miscatch. There's a ball that's fouled off by Anthony Garcia. Either way, that's something to note for the Mets, that Vargas, when he got his single, he stole second and stole third. So at least he, for the Tarpons, wants to be active. There's a ball flowing deep left field by Garcia. Ranging in the corner, Consueger, he's got it for out three. Oh, tough sequence there for the Mets. Looked like they had a caught stealing at third base. Instead, the apparent throwing error leads to the game-tying run. We'll go to the fifth, tied at one on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Fifth inning already. Not even an hour into this thing. Not unsurprising. Osborne, Villavicencio, and Ramirez to bat for the Mets. A sleepy start to this game. Each team scoring an unearned run. So it's all square. And Osborne flips one foul for strike one. Well, this, in a way, a historic Tampa team. They are managed by the very first female manager in affiliated baseball history, Rachel Balkovec, as this ball is flown into left field, falling fast and caught, though, by Salinas, and Osborne's out. Well, Balkovec's been around baseball and organized baseball for 10 years, was a strength coach and then a hitting coach in the Yankees system, promoted to single-A manager in the offseason, made a lot of headlines. History, just in the early stages of her managerial career, as this ball is stunk at the middle by Villavicencio. But pretty cool that the Mets allowed Gretchen Aucoin, their development coach for the complex team to come on this trip. Talking to Gretchen before the game, you know, Rachel Balkovic was her mentor and suggested that Gretchen call Jeremy Barnes, who at the time was one of the people in charge of the Mets player development system, and inquire about work. And the Mets hired Gretchen, who's done a great job. She's been with St. Lucie from time to time, filling in for bench coach Gilbert Gomez the first series of the year, while Gilbert served as the New York Mets batting practice pitcher. So Gretchen was able to come on this trip as this ball is stung into center field by Ramirez, and it's caught to send Villavicencio back. And Alex put a good swing on it, but drops to 0-3. And Khalil Lee will bat for the third time. So O'Coin and Balkovic, you know, greeted each other just before the start of Mets batting practice outside the Mets dugout, and then they exchanged the lineup cards. And we put video of it out there. Go on Twitter, at St. Lucie Mets, Instagram, St. Lucie Mets. So a neat moment for both. Huge lead for Villavicencio. He's running. Pitch is fouled back by Lee. Villavicencio will go back. I'm doing prep work for the broadcast before the game. I look down around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and there is a group of young, it looked like college-age girls with USF South Florida gear on. They were sitting by the Tampa dugout, and Rachel Balkovic came out and met with them and talked to them. A source of inspiration. I'm going to guess that's the USF softball team. As this pitch is over for a strike. So Balkovic, you know, carries the weight that a normal manager would, trying to lead a team, but also so much more as Villavicencio tries to steal second, and he's thrown out easily by Siegler. Siegler, 2-for-2, catching the Mets today. Villavicencio runs into the final out of the inning. At the halfway mark, we're tied at 1 here at Steinbrenner Field.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Anthony Siegler's had a good day at the plate, behind the plate. Two caught stealings. He will lead off against Vassell in the home fifth. We're 59 minutes into this thing, and the Tarpons are already batting in the home fifth at the halfway mark. Game tied at 1. 3 hits for the Mets, 1 for the Tarpons. There's a late swing and a miss. Both teams making an error, just led to a run. Mets defense, by the way, keeps getting better. Enter today with a 967 fielding percentage, tied for first in the league. Remember, through the first, I think, two series, the Mets were 7th and 8th as this pitch is high. They almost throw it that first series of the year at Daytona with the artificial turf. That was a tough opening task for the defense. 2-1 pitch, and here's a blooper into left field. Can Swager on the move? He's got it. And Siegler flies out to Stanley for the second time. By the way, I was correct. I deduced correctly that the USF softball team was in attendance today. They have regionals here in Tampa. I think there's a Division II regional in Tampa as well. The mighty Valdosta State Blazers in town. There's a ball outside from Grant Richardson. I believe the American Athletic Conference, AAC, has its baseball tournament in Clearwater next week while we are at neighboring Dunedin. A lot of baseball and softball these days. 1-1 on Richardson, and he takes a fastball right down the pipe. There's a pitch that's topped off the plate. Massel has been upwards of 95 with the four-seamer. He gets a foul tip here, and he wanted that strikeout. Oh, he got it. It was squeezed by Osborne. Strike three, sit down Grant Richardson. Well, that caught a lot of the bat. He thought it fell in front of Osborne. No, it's a strikeout. The seventh for Vassell. He's dropped his ERA real time to sub two. It's at 199. He begins Cowles with the breaking ball inside. So two gone in the home fifth, a 1-1 game. Nobody on base. 1-0, a half swing and a miss. A ball and a strike. Vassell from the wind. It was this changeup that swung through and missed. Another ball that splashes in the dirt and Tarpons can't hold up on. 1-2, curveball swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down Ben Cowles. 8 strikeouts through 5 one-hit innings for Vassell. Just 1 unearned run. 6th inning on deck. Quick one, tight one unfolding at Steinbrenner Field. Mets and Tarpons deadlocked at 1.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
We have a new pitcher for the Tarpons as we start the sixth, Kevin Milam. 2-year pro, right-hander, 6 foot, 200 pounds from Fremont, California. 14th round pick from 2019 by the Yankees. And he will start with Khalil Lee and a slider. So Lee was up as the fifth inning ended with the caught stealing. Now he's up to start the sixth with a new pitcher on the mound. Milam's breaking ball is hammered to first base. Lunging reach by Garcia, struggles with it, throws it high, and Lee is safe as the throw from Garcia pulled the pitcher Milam off the base, and that was bad at first base from Garcia. A ground ball hit right to him. He could have slid to his right, had his body in front of it. Instead, he awkwardly lunged for it, somehow gloved it cleanly, dropped it, picked it up, threw high. And if you could have given three errors on one play, that might have been it. So Lee on base. That's the second error of the game for the Tarpons. A gift. Let's see if the Mets can turn it into something. As Lugo bats, and Lugo slices one to right field. Richardson ranging back. He looks up. He's going to reach out. It's off the wall. Lee got a good right read. He's on his way to third. Richardson struggles with the ball. He gets it back to the infield, but not before Lugo is standing at second with a double, and Lee is on third. The Mets set up for success here in the visiting sixth. Well, a line drive over the head of the right fielder, Richardson, who I don't think got a good read on it initially. One of those that was hit low right at him, but over him. Maybe he couldn't see in the setting sun. But again, right field, it's so short out there. Sometimes a defender maybe thinks he has, you know, lulled into a false sense where he is. But Lugo will take the double. Tarpon's defense is going to come in. They initially weren't. Then they called time before Milam threw a pitch. And Swager at the plate, and he swings and misses on the slider for strike one. Yuli, the starter for Tampa, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. He walked 2 and struck out 5. He threw 72 pitches. Looks like his best start of the season. And Swager swings and misses at the same slider, strike two. Well, Yuli was coming off an appearance where he gave up 8 earned runs in 3 2/3, so certainly a 180-degree turnaround for him. And Swager probably going to get another slider here. No, but yeah, he does. He takes it low. Game tied at 1. That's a golden opportunity to take the lead. And Swager, Guerrero, and then De Los Santos, a good part of the order. Foul ball, the end of the bat. Stays 1-2. Milam set, the 1-2 again. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Swager strikes out for the second time. Can't touch the slider. You got a healthy dose. That's what happens when a runner's scoring position and less than 2 outs. Those hitters, I know they're young, trying to learn it. They're going to get a heavy, heavy dose of breaking stuff as the pitcher digs deep for freebie outs. Now Guerrero, he takes a fastball away. Justin's had a good eye today. He does have a strikeout looking, but he took a walk in the second, laid off some tough pitches. Infield stays in for the Tarpons. Lee walking down the third base line. Breaking ball, foul tipped, strike one. Milam the 1-1, slider way out. Big sweeping pitch that probably looks like it's in the strike zone for at least initially out of the hand. Guerrero trusts it breaks wide. It does. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball out. Good eye. 3-1. Now Guerrero, that he's ahead in the count, might have a better chance of seeing a good fastball to hit. Big pitch coming in this game. Elam's 3-1. Guerrero will take the strike. Right in the outside corner. Full count. Payoff pitch from Elam, and it swung on and missed. A slider. Second and third, no outs. Is now second and third, two outs. A good chance for the Mets. Might be going by the wayside as De Los Santos will hit.
Now batting number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
He's 0-2. Can he come up with a big hit? Get the Mets off the hook. Pick up his teammates, Consuegra and Guerrero. He couldn't put the ball in play. He takes one up. Game is tied at one in the top of the sixth. There's a slider for a strike. De Los Santos didn't like it. He struck out looking in the second and grounded out in the fourth. A 1 pitch, missed outside. Well, it's tight on the outside. Milam pitcher has tried to live out there to these right-handed hitters. One fastball knocked plenty foul. And now Milam, a strike away from getting out of this mess. It's not all his fault. Remember, the inning started with an error. And lead doubled. Mets look to be in great shape. Take the lead, maybe a multiple run lead. Now Milam close to getting out of it. And it's a ground ball up the middle, and that is through for a base hit. De Los Santos does it. Lee scores. Following close behind is Lugo. He scores, and it's 3-1 Mets as Omar De Los Santos gets the Mets off the hook, picks up his teammates, and it's 3-1 St. Lucie. Ground ball just squirts through up the middle past the dive of the shortstop Cowles. And the Tarpons unable to pitch around that no-out error and double. And then he will continue for Wold, and we'll see if De Los Santos tries the steal. Mets have not had success today against Siegler. Well, Omar's going to try anyways. Here's the throw. It's not even close. He's safe. De Los Santos looking into the Mets dugout, posing in a little freeze frame, flexing his right arm, his bicep. Oh, man. We really need MILB TV everywhere. And this guy, some kind of personality, and he's some kind of base stealer. It's 18 on the year. He's trying to steal third. The throw to get him there? Nope. He steals another one, and it's the same pose, and the Mets dugout is loving it. Down to one knee, smile to dugout, flexing the right bicep. Back-to-back stolen bases. Two-pitch sequence. It's 1-1 on Wold. Is he going to try to steal home? Milam's pitch is inside. Well, he did the same thing Sunday. He stole second and he stole third in the eighth inning. A one-run game. He just got a flare. Wold swings and misses at the breaking ball. It's 2-2. And Siegler was having a great day catching, throwing out base runners, 2-for-2. He had no shot to get De Los Santos either time. He was lucky to throw to third base, didn't skip into left field. 2-2. Wold will check his swing. Did he go on appeal? He did. Wold strikes out swinging, throws the bat aside in disgust. De Los Santos got to third base, but is left there. The Mets strike out three times in the inning, but a double, an error, and a two-run single by De Los Santos have given the Mets their largest lead of the night, 3-1 in the middle of the sixth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Mike Vassell pitching with the two-run lead facing Brinker Salinas. He gets a swing and a miss on a curveball. It's a swing and a miss on another curve. It's nothing and two. It's got to be a little deflating for the Tarpons, right? I mean, a couple errors in the game, three unearned runs against them. They had the chance to get out of that inning. It felt like they were so close to getting out of the inning. And the first two got in scoring position, no outs, two strikeouts, and then a 1-2 count on De Los Santos and kind of air out of the tire. Balloon, whichever inflatable circular device you want to throw in there. Salinas takes a curveball. Vassell thought he had strike three. Did not. There's a ball fouled away. Stays 1-2. Well, it's 3-1 Mets here. What about elsewhere in the Florida State League tonight? I think everybody's enjoying good weather. Two games between Clearwater and Fort Myers. They had to make up, or rather finish, a suspended game from a couple of weeks ago. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Strike three, sit down, Rainfer Salinas. Nine strikeouts for Vassell. All right, so Fort Myers and Clearwater resumed at 5 o'clock in the 11th inning of a tie game. Fort Myers balked the free runner to third base and then balked him home. Back-to-back balks from the Fort Myers reliever to bring in the winning run for Clearwater. There's a pitch for a strike to Luis Santos. Now Fort Myers and Clearwater playing a full nine-inning game. That's tied at 3 in the 7th inning. The pitch for a strike, a slider, it's 0-2. Lakeland beating Jupiter 5-2 in the 7th. That's good news for the Mets. Always want those North teams to beat the South. There's a tapper foul. Jupiter lost on Sunday, snapping a six-game winning streak. The Mets win. Jupiter lost a game to the Mets in the standings. The Hammerheads 4 behind first place St. Lucie. Quick pitch, and this one is in the dirt. And Santos doesn't fall for it. So the Mets will root for the Flying Tigers to beat the Hammerheads this week. That game in Lakeland, as is the whole series. Palm Beach leads Bradenton 2-0 in the sixth inning at Roger Dean. There's a ball fisted foul. And Daytona back home to face Dunedin. Daytona leads 2-0. You know, Dunedin's had 21 home games already. Tampa's only at 10. There's a tapper foul. Correction, 11 for Tampa. One of the teams in the league only has 10 home games. There's a fly ball out to the left. Santa's putting up a good fight here. Don't know how it will end. Vassell not in the mood, it looks like, to waste pitches. Keeps coming. A 1-2, another quick pitch, a soft grounder out to Guerrera. Ball never made it an inch off the ground. Guerrera's throw in time for out number two. That snaps the string of three strikeouts in a row for Vassell. He struck out three in a row twice. Was going for fourth one in a row. But no issue. Now back to the top in Vargas. He's the only Tarpon to reach base tonight. He singled in the fourth, and wouldn't you believe it, he ended up scoring. He's got to grind the Mets that they allowed a single to score without another hit. But they do lead 3-1. Pitch low, 1-1. Now Vargas singled in the fourth. He stole second, then stole third, and then apparently Osborne's throw to third base was no good. Went into left field. I thought Lugo missed the catch. There's a ground ball to first, and that's going to go foul. Rachel Balkovic was hustling out there to get it, trying to save Khalil Lee a trip, but it's Khalil in the end. No bat boys or ball girls down the line, so it's up to the outfielders to retrieve. 1-2 pitch, and this one sawed off to left into the Mets bullpen or near it. Three-one Mets, two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Vassell's pitch swung on and missed. Fist pump from Mike. He's feeling it. That's strikeout number 10 through six innings with just one hit and no earned runs. He is cruising. To the seventh we go in Tampa, Florida. 3-1 Mets.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
8-9-1 do it for the Mets in the seventh. Who lead 3-1 in the opener of this series. Mets trying to go for a six-game winning streak. They had a seven-game winning streak snapped a couple of Saturdays ago. Trying to get to six tonight. If you can start stringing streaks together, six, seven, pretty good team. 1-0 pitch, hard hit, but foul. And again, for the first time in three Mondays, the Mets no major roster moves. Of course, two Mondays ago, you know, Hardy, Zwack, up to Brooklyn, and some guys leave to go back to the complex, brought some complex guys over. Last Monday, said goodbye to Shervin Newton, everyday shortstop, up to Brooklyn. This ball is a skied a mile up to left. Jogging in is Salinas. He's got it to retire Osborne. This is Milan back to work, the pitcher. Gave up the two unearned runs in the last inning. Yeah, the only move the Mets made yesterday was actually none yesterday, but today. Fernando Villalobos coming over from the complex side to take the roster spot of the injured Jose Rivera. Number two catcher. There's the ball fouled away. Now that the Mets are on this two-week road trip, the roster probably in large part stay the same. We'll see what happens when we get home at the end of the month. Fastball, a strike from Milam. Milam pitching in his ninth game out of the bullpen. He's got five decisions in eight games. He's 3-2. He's the pitcher record for the Tarpons in this one as well. This ball is outside. 13 innings, 15 hits, 5 earned runs for a 3.46 ERA. Only one walk and 19 strikeouts. And he didn't walk anybody last inning, and he struck out 3. So true to his stat line. Breaking ball fouled away by Villavicencio. It was 1-for-2 with the flyout and a single to right. Villavicencio, talented 18-year-old Mexican, still trying to figure it out, early stage of his Florida State League career at the plate. Seems to have the defense down solid. Now he loops one into center field for a hit. Busted in on the hands, but enough muscle to get it to center. He's 2-for-3. And he becomes the first player in this game with multiple hits. Sets the stage for Alex Ramirez. Coming off the 4-for-5 Sunday, 0-for-3 today. Although making better contact in each at-bat. Lined out sharply to center in the fifth. One on, one out, top of the seventh, 3-1 Mets. Milam's pitch, breaking ball, too high. Milam, an older guy, 24, out of St. Mary's in California. There's a swing, a bad swing and a miss. It goes away. Villavicencio trying to go all the way to third. Here's the throw to get him, and he is going to try to swim, and he's out. Too aggressive for Villavicencio, who took off to second base on the pitch in the dirt. And as the catcher, Siegler, struggled to find it over by the Mets dugout, Villavicencio tried to go to third, but Siegler found it, threw to the base, and got him out. And Villavicencio with the swim move, trying to avoid the tag. Mike Cabrera could not, never made it to the base. So the second time, he's been thrown out on the bases. Ramirez fouls one off. Now, that was very aggressive by Villavicencio, wasn't it? You understand, trying to get to third with less than one out or two outs. So Ramirez can drive him in any which way. Fly ball, ground out. But in hindsight, better off staying at second. And here's a pitch that gets by the catcher, Siegler. I don't think it helped Villavicencio's prospects that it kicked away to the third base dugout. That made the shorter throw for Siegler. 2-2. Ramirez takes it in the dirt, and that one bounces away from the catcher. And who knows how he would have approached it with the runner on base, but quite a few now skipping away with nobody on. Ramirez yanks one fair down the third base line. That's going to kick into the corner. Ramirez got to hustle the second. Here comes the throw by Salinas. It's not going to be in time. The ball bounces away from the second baseman, Santos. And Ramirez on second base with the double just inside the line. Down left. Took a good bounce off the tarp right to Salinas. But there's Ramirez, the extra base hit. Told he was getting better pitch by pitch. Balkovic out of the dugout to make the pitching change. We'll see who she brings in from the Tarpons bullpen. When we come back, Mets threatening the runner on second in the seventh, leading 3-1.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jack Neely is the pitcher for Tampa, and he is a big man. 6'8", 225 out of Ohio State, facing Khalil Lee with two down, and Ramirez on second base. Tough break for the Mets with Villavicencio getting caught on the bases. Otherwise, they might have had another run. And here's Lee taking the ball outside. So in the last three at-bats for Khalil, he's faced now three different pitchers. He's 1-for-2, scoring twice, reaching all three times as he takes a strike. Reached in the first base, in the first inning on a walk. Doubled in the third, reached on the error in the sixth. Good things happening around Khalil Lee tonight. And he swings and misses at this breaking ball. 1-2. Check swing. Neely thought he had the ring up. On appeal, Caleb Martin, the field umpire, says no. Two and two. Pitch is fouled away. Neely this season is already making his 12th relief appearance. He's 2-0, a good record. 3-for-3 in saves. 14 innings, 14 hits, and 14 runs with 11 walks, 26 strikeouts. It's wild numbers for a closer-type guy, but he gets a called third strike at the knees of Khalil Lee. And the seventh inning, top half at least, is over. Mets miss out on a chance. Strand Ramirez on second. Three doubled. At the stretch, St. Lucie 3, Tampa 1. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- Smile 07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888 Smile 07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mike Vassell pitching in the seventh inning. This is a good sight for the Mets to see as Dominguez grounds one out to Wold. Wold will pick it up, run to first, and just beat Dominguez there. One pitch, one out for Vassell in the seventh inning. Well, Mike, six innings, no walks, 10 strikeouts. No earned runs to this point. Now six and a third innings on just 77 pitches. And he is mowing through this Tampa lineup. And he keep it going. This is now his longest outing of the season. Marcos Cabrera up, and he swings through a fastball. He pitched six innings of one-hit ball against Daytona on April 28th. That was just 73 pitches to breeze through the Tortugas lineup. Looking down in the Mets dugout, bullpen, it's hard to see from the press box. Way down, tucked in the left field corner. This ball's a rocket to left field. The base hits for Cabrera. Just the second hit for the Tarpons against Vassell tonight. And start Cabrera out twice. Now the big first baseman, Garcia. He's had a tough day defensively, making an error and also being unable to scoop a ball. He will take this pitch low. He does have power, and seven home runs already this season. That would be second place on this St. Lucie team. And he is the tying run. There's a pitch right in there for a strike on the corner. Mets haven't turned a double play tonight, really haven't had the opportunity. Cabrera just the second man to reach base. Here's a pickoff throw. Not in time. Well, those have been an adventure for Vassell this season, but that was right to the head of Wold. One-one. Change up outside. This pitch is flown out. Foul strike two. I don't hear the glove. Now I hear it. Mitt popping in the Mets bullpen. So somebody out of view is warming up. Vassell comes towards the end. Runner trying to steal. Pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Throw down to second. Not quite in time. Vassell wanted to strike him out, throw him out, and he did get the strikeout, his 11th. A beautiful curveball freezing Garcia for out number two. But Cabrera able to steal third off the great jump. So Siegler will bat with two outs and a runner in scoring position. Mets leading by two in the home seventh. Can Vassell finish with the flurry here? First pitch, just below the knees. And Vassell this inning. Only two fastballs. This ball is pulled foul, third fastball. High 80s cutter. A four-seamer this inning at 94 miles per hour. So velocity still good. 1-1 pitch, change up low. 2-1. Fly ball, center field. Ramirez lounging back, still going. He's got room. He's got the ball. The inning is over. Mike Vassell strands a runner on second. He's throwing seven innings, allowing just two singles, no earned runs, no walks, and a whopping 11 strikeouts. He has lowered his season ERA to 1.87. He has now just allowed one earned run in the last 25 innings. And he's making a play to make this his last game with the St. Lucie Mets. What a performance by Vassell, who's getting handshakes all around in the Mets dugout. 3-1 St. Lucie through seven.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Getting down to it here in game one of this series. Neely stays on to pitch, and he gets a swing and a miss from William Lugo. 3-1 Mets as we begin the eighth. A swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. Lugo today 1-for-3 with the double and a run in the sixth. His last time up, that was one straight back. Let's check in with the Mets organization tonight. New York, a doubleheader against St. Louis. New York wins game one 3-1. Pieced together on the mound with Trevor Williams and Jake Reed. Edwin Diaz made an adventure of it in the ninth, but clinches his ninth save. Game two, tied at two in the top of the fifth. This ball is smoked into center field, falling fast, but not fast enough as Dominguez races in to make the catch, retiring Lugo. Steven Matz, a 2014 St. Lucie Met. By the time the 2015 season was ending, he was in the World Series. Fast rise, but he never could quite find the consistency in his New York career. Here's a hard ground ball from Consuegra into center field. Sharp single, the Mets' eighth hit of the night. One on, one out for Guerrero. Matt's super nice guy, did a lot for the community, always very friendly. When he'd come back to St. Lucie for spring training. Rehabbed with us once or twice. We just had an automatic strike call, did we? Or was that a brief mound visit? Well, the umpire stepped out and made some kind of motion. And Guerrero waits on a pitch and takes it in the dirt. Matz, when he was a 2014 St. Lucie Met, didn't play here at Steinbrenner Field against the then Tampa Yankees. It was a second half road trip for that St. Lucie team, and Matz was promoted after the first half. That St. Lucie first half team had Matz, it had TJ Rivera, Brandon Nimmo. Good group. A swing and a miss. Also had current St. Lucie Mets bench coach Gilbert Gomez. Myself and Gilbert were reminiscing about the Tampa trip from that season. It was not a fun one. It was bad. Part of a 10-game road trip, the Mets went, I think, 0-8 to finish. Lost a game at Brevard County, then won the next night in Brevard County. Phillip Evans, I'll never forget it. Phillip Evans, who became a pretty good major leaguer for the Pirates, hit a 3-run single with two outs in the top of the ninth to win the game. I'll never forget the 3-run single. As this pitch is swung, missed by Guerrero. He strikes out for the third time. I remember Phil, he popped a ball up into left field, thought the game was over on the fly ball, and he said to me after the game he was baffled that the left fielder didn't get there in time to make the catch, and he was so stunned he never made it off first base. Should really, you think about baseball, there should never be a 3-run single. The guy from first is scoring. How's the batter not at least on second? This pitch is a ball low to De Los Santos, but the Mets won that game. I say, all right, now we're going to play four at Tampa and four at Daytona. It's going to be great. Didn't win again. Lost in Tampa four straight times. This has been a tough place for the Mets over the years. As this pitch is to the backstop, went right through the legs of Siegler, the catcher. And Consuegra will bounce up to second on the wild pitch. De Los Santos in a 2-0 count now. Omar, the big two-run tie-breaking single with two outs and two strikes in the sixth. Difference in the game right now. Mets last year here in the six-game series went 2-4. That was a good Tampa team. As De Los Santos swings and misses at a slider for strike one. I think the Mets won two of the first three games and then lost the final three. Pitch in the dirt, good block by Siegler. That was the series where there was a Saturday game that we played at noon because the Buccaneers had a preseason game against the Tennessee Titans across the street. You can see Raymond James Stadium, home of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, just from outside the press box. And they share parking lots, so I asked the Tarpons to move the game so the night game, the preseason game, could be uninterrupted as De Los Santos swings and misses at this pitch. The Mets' previous time in Tampa, prior to 2021, Mets swept a four-game series. It was like the third series of the year. That was a fun bus ride home after the fourth game. Remember, a Yankee-Mets affiliate can go into a Yankee affiliate and sweep a four-game series? That's good stuff. Breaking ball grounded up the middle, and it's through for another hit for De Los Santos, losing his helmet and coming home and scoring. It's Consuegra. It is 4-1 Mets in the eighth, a 3-RBI night for Omar De Los Santos. Almost an exact replay of his 2-run single last time. Just bouncing it on the ground up the middle. Past Cowles, and this time didn't dive for it. Big day for Omar. And now we get to see what he does on the bases. Or I get to see, and you can listen. He stole second and third on consecutive pitches last time. I don't see why he should stop. He's got a humongous lead. He's going. Pitch is fouled away. Wold fouls it away, and I hope that was the pitch that Wold wanted to swing at, because otherwise he just cost his mate out there a third stolen base of the night. It is tricky as a batter. Like, if you get a good pitch and you want a hit, it's not like it's a secret, though, that De Los Santos was stealing. I'm surprised there's a spin and throw to first. I'm going to say I'm surprised it took even that long for Neely to throw ball over there. De Los Santos, he's going to go again. Yep. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. Won't happen. as Ziegler never got a handle on it. Third stolen base of the night for De Los Santos. There he is again on one knee, flexing to the Mets dugout. Matches his season high in stolen bases in a game with three. He's got 20 on the season and 21 tries. It's 1-1 on Wold. Is he going to steal again? No. Pitch is outside. I mean, for the Tarpons, it's going to be a nightmare series for them if they cannot keep De Los Santos off the bases. I mean, nightmare series for anybody. He's going to try to steal third, isn't he? He's leaning. And there will be a step off and a look from Neely. De Los Santos wanders back to second base. The shortstop, Cowles, is playing close behind. No steal. Pop up. Infield. Now going to the outfield. Cowles making the catch and end the inning. More electricity from De Los Santos. He's 2-for-4, 3 runs driven in, and 3 stolen bases, all part of a 4-1 Mets lead in the middle of the eighth.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Grant Hartwig replacing Mike Vassell on the mound. A career best for Vassell. 7 innings. Scattering just 2 singles, 1 unearned run. No walks, 11 punchies, as the kids say. That's strikeouts. 88 pitches, 64 strikes. He just flummoxed the Tarpons, and now Hartwig takes over, maybe trying to pitch the last 2 innings. Would be a save opportunity as the lead is 3. Grant Richardson at the plate takes ball 1 and then ball 2. Richardson, Cowles, and Salinas all batting here for Tampa. The 6-7-8 hitters, they combine to go 0-for-6 with 6 strikeouts, so they are glad to see anybody but Mike Vassell on the mound. Breaking ball inside, and it's 3-0. Hartwig making his 9th appearance. He's 3-for-3 in save chances, and 3-0. 4.15 ERA, but a lot of that was one bad outing, as he dumps in a strike to Richardson. 13 innings, 12 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 4 walks, and 17 strikeouts. 3-1. Here's a liner into left center field that's going to get down for a hit. Ramirez cuts it off before the gap. A leadoff single for Grant Richardson. Just the 3rd hit of the evening for the Tarpons. Cowles next. Again, 0-2, two strikeouts. Runner goes, pitches the ball, throw to second base. Is going to deflect off the runner into left field. But Richardson doesn't get up. He's still sprawled out on second. And I think he might be a little shaken up. Either that or he did not know where the ball went off to. He's okay. Pushes himself up from his knees. So he steals second. A low skipping throw from Osborne. Again, deflected off of Richardson and into left field. We'll carry on. Pitch was a strike. And a ball outside, 1-1. Well, for Vassell, he came in his previous three starts, 16 innings with one earned run. So now 23 innings in his last four starts with one earned run. Like I said 25 earlier. The slider for a strike, it's 1-2. And just 11 hits in those 23 innings. And is he ready for a new challenge? You know, you read the scouting reports from the on him from the prospect hounds, and it made it sound like as this pitch misses inside somehow. They made it sound like Vassell could be a fast riser. College kid with a lot of talent. Starting in the warm weather of Florida, maybe quick to go up. As this pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down, Ben Cowles. 0-3 with three strikeouts for him tonight. One gone in the home eighth. And Rainford Salinas will come up. The runner on second. Mets leading 4-1. Breaking ball for a strike. Well, the Mets have already moved Zwack and Hardy, two relievers, up to Brooklyn. Although Zwack was a starter slash reliever. He would either start with Askew or follow him. Here's a hard ground ball out to Guerrera. Throws to first. That ball just zipped by Hartwig's mitt. And fortunately for him and the Mets, he missed it. Easy play for Guerrera in the end. To retire Salinas for out two. Richardson made his way to third. Luis Santos will bat. A big spot here. If Hartwig can go ahead and get Santos out, keep it a three-run lead going to the ninth. Tampa trying to get a run across, give themselves a better shot in the ninth as this pitch is a ball low. Santos from the ninth spot is lined out and grounded out. Fastball, way late swing. 1-1. Hartwig up to 96th this inning. Slider low. Two balls and a strike. There's a swing and a miss. Another fastball, 2-2. Now Hartwig, one good pitch away from stranding that leadoff single out at third base. Breaking ball right in there for a called third strike. Sit down, Luis Santos. Good work from Grant Hartwig. Two strikeouts in the eighth inning. Strands a runner at third base. Keeps the Mets up by three. It's 4-1 heading to the ninth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Ninth inning. Took us, 2 hours and 2 minutes to get here. We were on pace for about an hour and 40 minutes or so. Slowed down basically when the Mets got the first two on base in the sixth. Became a little more of a grind for the two teams. Drake Osborne takes a strike. It's almost like a NASCAR race, you know, like the first, you know, half, two-thirds, just kind of feeling it out. Drive around in circles, make sure you don't crash and you don't get yourself, you know, out of the race. And then once it starts getting down to the final third, it's time to lock in. I guess that's the best way to describe it. A swing and a miss. A boxing match, maybe, you know, first 7 rounds out of 12, just a lot of, you know, glove padding, little jabs here and there, just trying not to make the big mistake. As this pitch is inside for a ball, Osborne spun around in disgust, thinking he had taken a called third strike, only to see the umpire, Wachowski, didn't ring him up. He gets another shot, see what he can do with it. 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses. And Neely gets another strikeout. And this is still the 6'8" Jack Neely on the mound.
Now batting number 4, Kevin
Villavicencio. Villavicencio hits. Neely struck out Lee to end the seventh, gave up a run in the eighth. Now starts the ninth. Villavicencio's had a good night. 2 hits, fouls one away for strike one. I don't hear the mitt popping in the Mets bullpen. That is out of view, so I'm assuming Hartwig will handle the ninth. He did throw 17 pitches in that inning, as this pitch is a strike on the inside corner. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Neely. He has struck out 4.
Now batting number 25.
Now in 2 innings. Again, he came in with 26 strikeouts and 14 innings on the year. Back to the top, and Ramirez, who is 1-for-4 with the double. And he fouls one back to the net, strike one. 4-1 Mets, out hitting Tampa 9-3. Tampa 2 errors to the Mets 1 in the series opener. O 1 pitch, a ground ball heading up the middle. Cowles makes the leap for it, can't get it. A hit for Ramirez. Multi game for Alex. 2 in a row now. A soft single does the trick. 2-for-5 on the night. And Khalil Wee will come up for the fifth time. 1-for-3. Double walk and 2 runs scored. And he swings and misses. Well, Khalil Wee in the ninth inning with 2 outs. Has his eyes on that short porch to right. That was a home run cut. Lee, another vicious cut, swings and misses. It's 0-2. 0-2. Lee tries to check his swing. Well, apparently he foul tipped it. And it's squeezed by the catcher, Siegler, so that means a strikeout. And Lee looked back to see if he had held the swing, but umpire said, nope, you contacted. So three strikeouts for Neely in the top of the ninth. We'll go to the bottom half. Mets trying to close out a series opening game against the Tampa Tarpons. They lead it 4-1.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Top of the lineup batting for the Tarpons, down three, down to their final three outs on this Tuesday night. Grant Hartwig has returned to the mound, trying to close out a six-out save, and he gets a swing and a miss on a changeup from Vargas. Strike one. Vargas 1-4-3 tonight with a single, two stolen bases, and Tampa's one run. Swing and a miss on another change, and it's nothing and two. That's playing Vargas for a pull. A lot of room down the third base side. Doesn't matter. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Strike three, sit down, Alexander Vargas. Hartwig has now struck out three in his inning in a third. The 14th strikeout for Mets pitchers tonight. Only two of them, Vassell and Hartwig, against no walks. And they're not going to get to the 24 that Dunedin did against Tampa on Saturday. They can max out at 16. And a swing and a miss from Dominguez, who's 0-3. The strikeout. All but one Tarpon has struck out tonight. Pitch a fastball for a strike at the knees, and it's quickly nothing and two. Apparently foul. That one goes right past Hartwig. That hit Dominguez in the foot. First four pitches of this inning were changeups from Grant. The last two sinkers at 95. Not an easy guy to hit against. 0-2, slider outside. Grant told a wild story on Faith and Family Night. And he gave his testimonial at the end of the game after fireworks. Non-drafted guy from Miami of Ohio, ball fouled away. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. After college, didn't get drafted, was ready to go pre-med. And then the Mets called him and said, hey, we want to offer you a contract. And he was really, the way he tells it, struggling to make the decision. Am I going to play? This ball is laced down the left field line for possible extra bases. And Swager gets it, throws to second, throw skips in. And Dominguez has a one-out double.
That Tarpons double was brought to you by the Double Tree by
First extra base hit of the night for Tampa, just their fourth hit. Dominguez uses all that room down the left side, tucks it just inside the third base bag. And Tarpon still a batter away from bringing up the tying run. Marcos Cabrera will hit. But Hartwig said he got the call from the Mets, didn't know what to do. And one day he was driving, and a pickup truck, pulled out in front of him as this ball goes low. And he avoided getting hit by it, and the bed of the truck was open, the gate was open, and a bucket of baseballs fell out all over the road in front of him. He said that was kind of the sign to keep playing. And the Mets might have found a diamond in the rough here. As Hartwig throws a strike to Cabrera. He joined St. Lucie at the end of last year, closed out the final game of the year to win the Florida State League East Division, low A Southeast back then. And he seems to have added some velocity. Slider's good. This ball is fouled away. The changeup tonight has obviously been deceptive. And he's another one. Could be on the short list to move up quickly. He continues to pitch like he has. 1-2 on Cabrera. There's the ball fouled back. Stays alive on the slider. 4-1 Mets. One out, runner on second. In the bottom of the ninth. Cabrera trying to get on base to bring up Garcia as the tying run in the on-deck circle. A 1-2. Fastball inside corner for a called third strike. Sit down, Marcos Cabrera. And he was totally fooled. He was waiting on that breaking ball, the slider, maybe just off the plate. Surprised that that pitch backed up on him. And the Tarpons are down to their final out. The Mets one out away from a six-game winning streak for the second time this year. Anthony Garcia, way late on a changeup, swings over the top, strike one. Four strikeouts for Hartwig now, 15 on the night for the two Mets pitchers. 0-1, high strike fastball, and Garcia didn't like it. He was looking low, right by the letters. Now Hartwig can throw whatever he'd like, try to end this game. Grant looks in, he's set, holding the glove chin high. 0-2 pitch, goes low, good slider, better take from Garcia. Hartwig stares in, ready for the 1-2. It's a changeup low. Two balls, two strikes. Not tempting enough. Well, he set him up with the slider down and in. The changeup low and away. Hartwig set for a 2-2. A quick look back at Dominguez. The pitch home, slider. Missed. For ball three, Garcia starts to walk to first. He lost track of the count. Yeah, he was taking his ankle, or rather his elbow guard off, and then reaching down for the ankle. But called back by the umpire. From 0-2 to 3-2, Hartwig trying to end the game, avoid bringing the tying run to the plate. The pitch, ground ball, Guerrero, backhand slide, can't get it. Off his glove, into center field, Dominguez will score. Garcia will hold at first. It's a 4-2 game, and the Tarpons will indeed bring the tying run to the plate with two outs in the ninth. Now, Guerrero had an outside shot. If he had slid and gloved that ball cleanly, but he did not. It will be an RBI single for Garcia and Siegler. The only Tarpon not to strike out tonight will come to the plate. First pitch, and he rolls it foul, strike one. There's not been a home run in this game. There hasn't even been anything close to it. Khalil Lee bounced one off the grass in right center for a double. That's about it. Spin and throw to first. Close, but not in time. And Garcia avoids a game-ending pickoff. Siegler, line out to left, fly out to left, and a fly out to center. Hartwig's pitch, up high for a ball, throw down to first, not in time by Osborne. Well, like it's been so many times this season, nothing is easy for the Mets. They win a lot of games. And a lot of the times it ends with the tying run either on base or at the plate. As this changeup goes outside. Two balls and a strike. Again, Garcia, it was 0-2 on him, and he laid off some tough pitches before finally getting that single. Pitch home. Just missed away. Hartwig tilts his head off to the side. He wanted that. Three balls and a strike. A walk would put the tying run on base and bring the winning run to the plate. Three, one to Siegler. Slider, strike at the letters. Maybe the best slider of the night. And it is a full count. Garcia on first, still being held on. He'll be taking off. The 3-2 pitch inside for ball four. Now it's getting really interesting. Richardson will bat as the winning run. He singled his last time up. That was against Hartwig. Hartwig's first batter, so he's seen them all now. Drake Osborne out to the mound to have a chat. Victor Ramos stays in the dugout. No visit from the pitching coach, where we might get a pitching change now. Robbie Robinson going to make the move, so Hartwig unable to finish out this game and get his team-high fourth save. I know he's disappointed. He had two chances there. He had Garcia and Siegler. Needed just to get one of them to end the game. Well, he hasn't been taken out yet. Well, let's see. Well, Robbie kind of made the slow walk, look to the bullpen. He hasn't taken the ball. But a reliever has crossed the line now. Take a break. Come back with the new pitcher. See if the Mets can get this last out in what's turning into a dramatic bottom of the ninth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Josh Cornelli has been tasked with getting the one-out save. Mets 4, Tarpons 2. It was 4-1 Mets, two outs, bottom of the ninth, the runner on second. Seemed like Hartwig was closing in, but a single by Garcia after falling behind 0-2. The walk for Siegler. First walk taken by the Tarpons in this game. And now Grant Richardson, 1-for-3, will bat. Hitting 162 with one home run and 11 RBIs. Fouls this pitch off right at home for strike one. Cornelli, this is his eighth game. And he's been getting better. Two runs in his first outing. And only two runs since. 0-1 pitch. High slider for a strike. Nothing in two. Cornelli going for his first save and his first save chance. Looks in, he's set. The 0-2 to Richardson is a high bouncer. This is going to be tough. Going for it is Wold. He will pitch off to Cornelli. It's no good. It gets away towards the dugout. One run will score. The tying run is going to wind up at third as Guerrera backs it up and runs it back towards home plate. So Wold trying to field the high chopper and shuffle it to Cornelli, throws it away towards the Tampa dugout. Garcia scores. Siegler running all the way to third base. He's the tying run. Richardson keeps it alive. And he's on first as the winning run. And it'll be Cowles, who has struck out three times today. And he is hit with an automatic strike one, late getting in the box. And Rachel Balkovic wants to know what the deal is. So does, looks like, the hitting coach for Tampa from the dugout. Well, a lot of shouting down there with the home plate umpire, Matt Wachowski. Boy, this game's turning into something as Cornelli throws a pitch. Curveball misses outside. This is shaping up to be like that game the Mets had at Palm Beach. Up three runs, one out, nobody on, bottom nine, couldn't hold it. There's a high fastball. It's 2-1. Cornelli trying to shake off that play at first base when he couldn't get that feed. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 as Cowles chases a high fastball. And for the second time in this inning, the Mets are a strike away from a win. Cornelli set. The 2-2. Fastball just missed inside. Full count. Woo! Close. Both dugouts clapping, fans cheering. Tampa trying to come back. Mets trying to finish it off. Cornelli, the 3-2 pitch. Fouled away. We'll do it again. And keep in mind with the 3-2 and two outs, that runner at first, Richardson, on the move. Here comes another 3-2. Cornelli's pitch fouled away again. High drama at Steinbrenner Field. Cornelli locked in a battle with Cowles. The 3-2 for a third time. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball game over. Mets win. A fist pump and a primal scream for Cornelli, who slams the door, keeping the tying run at third base. Mets win 4-3. What a finish between these two teams. And an exhale for everybody in the gray jerseys as they form that happy high five line between the mound and second for a sixth straight game. It always has to be the hard way with the St. Lucie Mets, doesn't it? But it usually ends in a win, as it does again here tonight. Cornelli blows away Cowles on a 3-2 pitch to finish it out. Winning pitcher tonight, Mike Vassell. Good to see that the Mets got him a W losing pitcher is Tyrone Uhle. The save to Josh Cornelli, his first. Congrats to him. With the win, the Mets are improved to 24-10, a season best 14 games, over 500. And this win for the Mets, coupled with Jupiter's loss, means the Mets have matched their season-high lead of five games in the Florida State League East Division. Tampa drops its third straight game, although they'll give Balkovic and the Tarpons a lot of credit for fighting to that last out. They dropped to 14-19 on the season. Well, if that's a sign of things to come in this series, in this road trip, it's going to be a wild one. Everybody can exhale. Take a break, come back to wrap up the Mets' 4-3 thrilling win over the Tarpons after this.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
What a game. Game 1 of 6 between Tampa. Game 1 of 12 on this 13-day road trip. Mets winners tonight by a score of 4-3. Let's get to the scoring summary. Started for the Mets in the third inning. Khalil Lee doubles with one out. He then scores on an error. Cabrera, the third baseman, throwing to first base low. Garcia couldn't pick it at first. Khalil scores from third to make it 1-0 Mets. Tampa tied the game in the fourth inning. A leadoff single for Alexander Vargas. He steals second, steals third, and then apparently on that steal to third, Drake Osborne hit with a errant throw to third base, went off of Lugo's glove into left field. Vargas scored to make it 1-1. I thought that Lugo maybe took his eye off the ball and missed it. And it would have been an E5, but alas, whatever way it was, E3 or 5, it was a run unearned against Vassell to make it 1-1. In the sixth inning, the Mets put runners on second and third, no outs, Lee and Lugo. But then Consuegra and Guerra struck out against Milam, and it looked like the Mets were not going to get any runs. De Los Santos fell behind 1-2, but Omar's played so well lately, came through with the clutch two-run single up the middle, plating Lee and Lugo for a 3-1 lead. In the eighth inning, De Los Santos again with two outs, a single up the middle to score Consuegra to make it 4-1. Little did we know at the time how badly the Mets needed that run. 4-1 Mets in the ninth. Hartwig on the mound, strikes out Vargas for out number one, gives up a double to Dominguez, no problem because he gets Marcos Cabrera for out number two, gets to 0-2 on Garcia, can't finish him off. Garcia battles back, gets an RBI single to plate Dominguez, making it 4-2. Next batter, Siegler, draws a walk from Hartwig. That brings in Cornelli. Cornelli gets a ground ball, a high chopper towards Wohl at first. Wohl, the backhand shuffle, apparently they called it E1 on a missed catch by Cornelli. I don't think they were going to get the out anyways, but it's not an infield hit for Richardson. It's an E1 on the missed catch by Cornelate. That brings in Garcia to make it 4-3. It sends Siegler from first to third as the tying run. But then Cowell strikes out on a 3-2 pitch. He finished 0-4 with the golden sombrero as Cornelate finished him off to end the ball game, stranding the winning run on first and the tying run at third. That's the scoring summary. Let's get to the box score, starting with the line score. For the Mets, 4 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. Tampa, 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Hitters in the game, Alex Ramirez goes 2-for-5, raising his batting average on the season to .363. Incredible. Here he is playing in a game. I think he's over 30 games now, right there, and still with that high of an average. Consueger went 2-for-4. De Los Santos went 2-for-4. With 3 RBIs. By the way, the first 4 Mets hitters of the game, Ramirez, Lee, Lugo, and Consueger, all hit doubles. For Consueger, it was his 8th. For Lugo, a 7th. And for Ramirez, his team-high 10th. For the Tarpons in the game, they only had 5 hits total. One extra base hit. Dominguez hit his 10th double in the 9th. Pitchers in the game for St. Lucie. The trio of Vassell, Hartwig, and Cornelli combined for 16 strikeouts and only 1 walk. Vassell, the win. He's 3-1 now. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 unearned run, no walks, and 11 strikeouts. Lowers his season ERA to 1.85. He's allowed just 1 earned run in his last 23 innings. His ERA after 3 games was 4.91. And again, he's now dropped that well under 2. Hartwig is second hold, but no save. An inning and 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, a walk, and 4 strikeouts for Grant. Cornelli, the one-out save, his first. Tampa, Yuli, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 unearned run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Milam takes the loss. He's 3-3 now. Inning and 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. And Neely strikes out 5, no walks, in 2 1/3 innings with 3 hits and 1 run. Ball game played in 2 hours and 25 minutes. Again, we were pacing for well under 2 hours, but it got exciting there from the 6th inning on after a speedy start. Attendance at George M. Steinbrenner Field was 744 baseball-loving souls. I don't think they counted the dogs, although maybe they should. So the Mets will go for a 7th straight win tomorrow, try to match their season high of a winning streak, and they'll try to get to 15 games over 500. They are 24-10 right now. It will be another 6:30 start. Weather forecast looks good for tomorrow. Calvin Ziegler will be on the mound, and he is a strikeout machine. We'll see how he matches up against the Tarpons, who strike out more than anybody in minor league baseball. It's another 6:30 start time. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show with 6:20 p.m. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Steinbrenner Field, the St. Lucie Mets 4, the Tampa Tarpons 3. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope everybody out there in Radioland has a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.